you fell in love with a Alabama player today, which is not something you do very often.
I did. The great offensive lineman, Tyler Booker. He got mad at his old ball coach.
Okay, so Nick Saban is now a TV guy.
He is a TV guy, and as in a classic TV guy move.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Saban, when he picked his SEC championship game, he picked Georgia and Texas, not his former ball club.
It took me a second when I saw that. I was like, wait, is he picking like the championship game? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Texas is in
SEC. They've moved.
It took me a second. I was like, oh, that is weird. Like, listen, Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA in the Big Ten is super bizarre.
Right.
But locally. But Oklahoma and Texas is underrated ridiculous. Like, I don't know how much attention it's getting in Big 12 country. I don't know how weird it is for fans of the SEC. I don't even know if the Big Ten is weirded out by all the changes because they're adding teams.
Mm-hmm.
But until I saw that, I didn't really fully grasp how bizarre Texas being in the SEC is.
Well, it is no Stanford and Cal to the ACC.
That is a very good point. But that's not weird. That's stupid.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
Because that's the Atlantic Coast Conference, and Andrew Luck could throw a football into the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, from the Stanford campus once upon a time, and now they're playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference. That is stupid.
Right.
Texas and Oklahoma is weird. And the Big Ten thing for the Pac taking all the Pac-12 teams is sad.
Right, because they're like they're close enough to where it's like, okay, that's kind of SEC country, sorta.
Yeah, they're in the South. They're not in the Southeast, but
right.
But it is what it is. There's 16 teams in the Big Ten and 18 in the Big 12 that used to have 10, even though the Big 10 used to have 12. Like the fact that they're sticking with the numbers is dumb. But the Atlantic Coast Conference having two Pacific Coast schools, dumb. Two Big 12 teams being the SEC, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
So right now, the SEC is in the middle of their media days, and so Saban comes out and he says that he's picked Georgia and Texas to play in the conference title. His former offensive lineman Tyler Booker told ESPN, I'm not going to pay him any mind. Don't listen to a guy who sits in his mother's basement and tweets all day. So I'm not going to listen to a guy who plays golf all day.
So I think
beautiful.
I don't know if I heard that correctly, but Saban used to say, don't listen to a guy.
Right. So Saban used to go out. Sorry, they wrote this thing weird, but basically Saban used to say,
I was gonna say, you read it weird.
Nope. No, because
no, no, it's not my fault.
There. No, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Basically,
that was like a Rudy Gobert 3 there. Holy cow.
That's also a classic football coach saying of like, don't read your press clippings. They're going to say bad things. They're going to say good things.
And they're both wrong.
Tune it all out. Yeah. And Booker comes right back at him just like, hey, guess what? You're that guy now, and I'm not listening to you.
Well, and it's one of those moves, too, though. Like, is he trying to endear himself to somebody by not picking Alabama? Or is he dumping on DeBoer?
I saw the interview that they had with DeBoer at the desk. I think he hates him.
Oh, wait.
Saban hates DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer. He was just staring daggers at him the whole time. It looked like he left Alabama, but it looked like, you know, when you date someone for a little bit and you break up with them and you don't care that they have a new girlfriend or new boyfriend or whatever. Yeah. You don't care about that, but you're still not going to like them. Mm. Even though you're the one who chose to leave.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. Like, he is upset that his old girlfriend got a new boyfriend, even though the new boyfriend sucks compared to him.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is he bought the wardrobe that his girlfriend is wearing.
Yep.
He helped her get some cosmetic surgeries or whatever it was she needed.
Got the
car she's driving. Mm-hmm. It's probably purchased by him. Alabama, because when he went to Alabama, it was nowhere near where it is now.
No, they were a dumpster fire back then.
Well, I don't know if I would say dumpster fire, because he left LSU.
They were an afterthought.
He left LSU better than they were to go to Alabama because they had the history, and obviously they were willing to pay him. So they weren't... I don't know that I would go that far, but they were not a perennial power, and they were not certainly not the favorite to win it every single year.
Right.
That took him a little bit of time, but it had the bones because it had all of the...
Well, it was great under Bear Bryant. Sure. And you're in the South, and...
It had the community. It had everything that you needed.
Right.
To like, again, he left LSU, so there was a reason for that. But you're absolutely right that it's looking back at it and just going like, this is what I left behind, and this guy just gets to waltz in there because he had one good year with another guy's players at Washington. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd hate the guy too. I'm on Saban's side on this one. I mean, I'm not a Washington fan, and I don't know much about Kalen DeBoer except for he had a great year last year. But that wasn't his crew that went in there and just absolutely dominated college. He didn't recruit all those wide receivers.
No.
The talent that he had. I mean, he had something to do with Penix coming over, I believe. But yeah, it was
he helped get Penix. But he for the most part, DeBoer, and I'm not saying DeBoer is a bad coach. Like,
oh,
he's,
no, no, no.
He's gone out, and I believe he's like right around 10 losses as a head coach.
Sure.
He can clearly coach.
Especially on the offensive side.
The question is can he build a power that will have longevity?
Oh, sure.
Because you haven't seen it, right? And so I just think that there's a part of Saban, like, even though he clearly wanted to retire, it was his choice. He wasn't forced out. If he wanted to coach on the sidelines in Alabama until he died, they would have let him.
Absolutely.
But he did not like DeBoer. And I almost wonder if there's a little bit of a shot there of like, you guys aren't better without me. Like, well, I'm the reason.
Well,
successful.
No, there's no way that he wants him to win, especially right away. Because then it just goes, you know, it goes to the idea that anybody can win in Alabama, which, again, like you said, they were not a powerhouse coming into it. And then the idea that that Kalen DeBoer was the hot coach at the moment. He had one good run. I mean, in Division I college football, in the Power 5 level, he had one good run.
He had a year where he took UW to a national title game, and he had another year where he put them on the map.
Sure.
That's what he did.
Put one good run. And that's one cycle of players. He had one quarterback. He didn't put together the thing by himself. So, like, for that to be the decision versus going out and getting a Saban guy or getting somebody that had longevity and keep taking care of it. I don't know what Saban would hate worse. They win right away without him, or they fall apart without him.
Well,
because I think both are bad.
Well, the easy sell is if you win right away, well, those are my guys.
Well, sure.
You immediately going, well, we've never seen what DeBoer's done. Like, those are my guys.
Yeah, but DeBoer would get the credit too.
Right. DeBoer has been successful everywhere he's gone. I'm not poo-pooing on that.
But give me his stops. Real quick.
Right. He was in Indiana. Then he was the OC in Indiana. He becomes the head coach at Fresno State. He has a good year there. Remember, they almost beat Oregon in the first game of the season when he was over there. Then he goes to UW. He's there for 2 years, and now he's at Alabama.
I'm just saying, that ain't much.
It's quick.
It's being good everywhere and then being everywhere for a long time. I mean, it's...
We'll see. We're going to find out because
I know
there's nowhere really to go.
It will be interesting to see what happens, but I do love the idea that now as a pundit, the first comments back from a player are, yeah, we were told not to listen to guys like that from Saban, so we will not be listening to you,
beautiful.
Nick Saban.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.